Wild Animal Park, San Diego Wild Animal Park, and there's Marilyn in front of some flowers and stuff. I think they're teal ducks or something. I don't know why the water is that color. I'm not sure.
I want to take a picture of a sign.
Oh, I know how to get in
little guy here.
He's the one that is in the right.
One of these, they say, stays up and watches all the other guys on the bottom. Cute little old guy. Three of them down there. Mallard ducks too. They can sure fly. I sure miss our little duck. We got us a male, we probably would have kept him. Yeah. Yeah, look at me here. Look at me. Yeah, you got green feet on him. He's cute. Goat's over there.
I don't see a name.
Thing of nuts. Drying out.
Looks like it lost left feathers there.
Uh-huh. Aren't they pretty?
Mm-hmm.
They are really pretty. Those little things.
They are really unusual, aren't they? Uh-huh. Pretty tame, aren't they?
Uh-huh. Walk right by us here. Oh, anymore. Let's see that. Yeah. Here comes one right at you here.
Yeah.
Looking around. Look at the little guy. Uh-huh. Yeah. This is a little buck deer right here. Yeah, he's a little buck deer. Let me get a picture of you right here like this.
See, I'm not stupid. I know where the food is.
Uh-huh.
You are a pretty baby.
Hi guys. Hi guys. Are you bashful?
What is it, 50 cents for a little food?
Huh?
50 cents for a little food, should I get some out?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you want to.
Get some out. They'll know, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hi, buddy. Are you afraid of me? Are you afraid of me? Are you? Hmm? You don't have to be afraid of me. No?
Pretty colored.
Yeah. A big handful? Did it? They're all excited, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Here. Here's a little bite. Here, you want another one?
Yeah, come on. They're going to really like you now. Making Chewy's food up real well now.
Here's one right down here.
Do you hear me?
Huh?
Tell him to chew his food up real well.
I'll go over here. Over there, here.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, they'll all jump in to their hideout. Stay with the people because we're full. We don't want any more. If you have food, the little hand and white ones, the black buck, the antelope, they will
have your best. Oh, you like this then?
That one's cute, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Oh,
I smell food. I would follow the smell.
She's running.
We try to get the fish left, but it's a
look at that one.
Oh, I bumped it off, I think. I don't think I got part of that. I don't think I got part of it. I don't think I got all of it. Bamboo up there.
Stop.
Look at their spider pants too.
Ancient elephant. And the elephant is the largest of all land mammals. So we should see some more here in just a moment. We'll have more Asian elephants down below us on the right and African elephants up above us on the left. Now our elephants here range in size from about 9,000 pounds up to almost 20,000 pounds. There's a couple of the African girls up here now. Left. Now there's some differences between the two types of elephants. Okay, the African elephant is much larger than the Asian elephant. And those females up there on the right or on the left have a visible tusk, which the girls down here on the right, they have tusks. They just don't extend past their upper lip. The most amazing thing about an elephant has got to be that trunk. Those trunks have over 100,000 muscles in it. That means they can pick up anything from the size of a dime to a one-ton log. And every day at 12 and 3 down here, we do a training demonstration, so if you want to come down and see some of the behaviors they can do, come on and check it out. And you might even see them swimming, because they do love to swim, and elephants have been seen swimming up to 20 miles offshore. Now they can do that because they're very buoyant. They have a lot of air pockets in their bones. And it's on the bones, they'd be too heavy to move. But over here also on our left, we have an African elephant wannabe.
Wannabe.
It's a California mule there. Now, we'll see more mule deer probably out here, and if we do, it's okay. They're not a species from anywhere. They're native, so it's no big deal if we see those. See, East Africa. And East Africa is our largest exhibit here at the park at 97 acres.
What's that way over there?
We've got some tophi out there. We've got rhinos out there somewhere, there's giraffes, there's wildebeest all the way out there by the palm trees. Looks like a couple water buckets out there too. We'll see all sorts of things there. Now if you go to a traditional zoo, they have a whole bunch of small lions on the left. We're a little drunk by this moment because of the rain. But now, tigers actually like lush dense undergrowth like that. Gives you better places to hide so you can pick up other predators. Lots of times you just have to come out here and spend some time actually looking to see if you can find them. Lions out there yet? Anybody down below us? Sometimes lions like to hide right below. Oh, there's Transvaal lions over there if you find them. Now you can come back out here again, like I said, along the Kilimanjaro Safari Walk and spend some time out here. You can also go up there to Condor Ridge, which is up there above the lion exhibit. That's where we have the California condors, bighorn sheep, white-footed ferrets, alpamata falcons, things like that. And the California condor is the largest vulture in North America with a wingspan of over 9 feet.
Wow.
And I think that would probably be your best bet, is just come out and walk around and find that. Oh, yep, flying back behind the palm tree. One's on the right. Oh, we do have the most aggressive animal in the park right here. we have some Cape buffalo. And the Cape buffalo is actually ranked number 2 in Africa for the causing of the most human death, right behind the hippo.
Wow.
They're very aggressive. Now, the reason they're so aggressive is they've been so severely overhunted over the years. And this is a true buffalo. So what we used to call a buffalo is really a bison. And I notice they look more like cows. It is a characteristic of the buffalo. There's a baby down here, just 5 months old. But there's a couple of rhinos sleeping right out there down the road, too. Those are southern white rhinos that ain't the symbol here at the park. Now, there's also 3 of them out there in the dirt. The southern white rhinos is the symbol here at the park. And when we opened in 1973, we started out with a crash of 20. Now, when you have a group of rhinos together, they are called crash. For very obvious reasons, because they can only see 30 feet, but they can run 30 miles an hour.
Wow.
So by the time they figure out what they're trying to do, they run it over. There's some warthogs out there sniffing around. Out there on the point.
Yeah, warthogs.
That's Henry and Violet.
Yeah.
What's those? Now look in here.
What's
this?
Henry just went down in the gully chasing a gazelle. All sorts of things out there. Now over here on your left, we have zebras. These are grubby zebras. They are the largest of the zebra species with the smallest stripes. Now, no two zebras have the same stripe pattern, just like no two humans have the same fingerprints. So researchers, when they're studying the zebra, will take a picture of their rump and compare those stripes. Okay, let's face it. You look at those reruns long enough, you're going to go cross-eyed. But those stripes are a really good defense mechanism, because when they run in a group, you cannot pick out the outline of just one. And they're up here separate from everybody else because they are very aggressive and used to try and beat everybody else up. But now we're coming into Asian Plains down here below us. We have the largest and the smallest animal in the exhibit.
Rhino!
Yeah, we got some rhinos right here. These are Indian rhinos, or greater one-horned rhinoceros. Now these rhinos can stand up to 6.5 feet at the shoulder and weigh over 7,000 pounds. Look at those rhinos, don't they have character? Big stretch. You okay going on? Good morning. Morning, Ganda. He's like, don't even talk to me yet. I haven't eaten breakfast. Now they look like they have armor on. It's not, it's just folds of skin.
It's nothing on.
And if you picked up one of those folds of skin, it'd be very soft, pink, delicate skin underneath. Now the rhino is the largest animal in the exhibit. The gazelles that went running by over there, those are the smallest. And they can get up to about 50 pounds. Females maybe 40 pounds, but they can run at speeds of over 60 miles an hour. Okay, that's it. Gotta go there and lay down. Pick it up now. But now the gazelles, they have to run so fast because basically when you're that small, you're snack size. But the females are amazing too because they can give birth to 2 5-pound babies at a time. Okay, that would be the same as a 100-pound woman giving birth to a 25-pound baby. I am seriously thinking not in this lifetime. But then again, I also know I'm never going to see 100 pounds again, so I really don't want to think about what it would be. It goes right on up the unseen scale there. Now, the shaggy deer that are right here closest to us at the feeder, those are called sandbar. But the other bigger shaggy ones with the white rump patches are called elk. They're Russian elk or Alpine wapiti. And wapiti is a Native American word that means white. They have that white rump patch. We'll find more rhinos as we go. We've got 13 of them.
What's that black thing, Mama?
Got the largest antelope of India that hides right down there in the dirt. That's called the deal guy. That's one of our males. Find everybody else in a little bit. Now some golden deer, shaggy girls standing out here. Those are Indian Bhattacharya or swamp deer. Okay, here we go. More rhinos. Now, it's really hard to tell with these animals. Like, oh, thank you. They're going to be doing something else. But it's hard to tell that the big female, though, does stand over 6.5 feet tall at the shoulder. And she does weigh more than 7,000 pounds. Amazing. Now we do have some big brown cows coming up here too. These are called Indian Gaur. And the Gaur is the largest of the wild cattle.
the males can stand just about 7 feet at the shoulder and weigh over 2,000 pounds. Now, it's really kind of interesting. It's close to 90% of them have blue eyes. Not something you expect to see when you first see a cow with blue eyes. There's some spotted deer out there crossing with some grass called Indian Axis deer. And they are true spotted deer because they do keep their spots all their life.
Over here!
Coming up here on your left, up there by the shade structure, we have what are called Somali wild ass. Yep, they're not a party animal. Okay, that's not where they get the name. But they are from Somali, critically endangered. There's only about 60 in the world today. And the next ones that we're very proud of over here on the left, they're called Arabian oryx. Now, in 1962, there was a world breeding group of nine. And when we opened in 72, we got six of those animals. Since then, we've had over 270 born here. So we have released them back into the wild. They're now guarded by the Bedouin tribesmen of Oman. But now, get a good look at one of them in profile as we go by. It looks like they only have one horn on the side. That's the origins of the unicorn legend. Those horns make pretty good built-in back scratchers, too.
There's two, Mom.
Okay, now, if we're lucky, we're going to see some baby rhinos right up here. Coming up, because we hear the bone moves. Now, the first one here is 8 weeks old. His name is Jetta. Got Mom Jamia. Let's see, well, there's Jamia. Where's Jetta? Probably on the other side. She dwarfs. Okay, so Jamia, put your head down. Put your head down. Don't stand up. I can see your head. Come around, Corey, look like a cross between piglet and horn. But he's 8 weeks old right now. There's another one right over here. The next one, I can see his ear. Mama's really tricky like it, but hey. Now, at one point in history, though, we had over 100 different species of rhinos. They were down to five. Here at the park, we do have three different species plus one subspecies, so I'm going to try and show you four different types of rhinos. One of them, the horn is made up of a protein called keratin. Now, keratin is the exact same thing that makes up your hair and fingernails. So you know if you have a headache, upset stomach, anything like that, you don't put chomps on your hair and fingernails, doesn't do any good. If it did, everybody would be falling to something else. Okay, it doesn't work. So it's sad that animals get up to over 7,000 pounds can be killed for a horn that can weigh less than 10 pounds. But those horns are going for over $32,000 a pound on the black market. Keepers doing something down there, not quite sure what's going on. Not that. Most of them are sort of left in the area. So there's another rhino down there because I had another female. Actually, that's Robha. That's our male. And Robbie there is the number one captive breeding male in the world. So far, he has hired about 29 babies. Yeah, he gets into a shop. He's a good boy. Okay. And then there's also some sheep out here in the grass. These are called Armenian mouflon. Now they're smaller than domestic sheep. The size was bred into domestic sheep. So why would they wear the more wool if you get off the wool? So why are sheep smaller and sleeker looking than their domestic counterparts? And then again, more rhinos. We do have one of the largest captive breeding populations of rhinos in the world here in the park. Now, the little one laying down here, he's a little bummed out right now because his mom is Jamia, the one that's back there with the baby Jetta. And the females only keep their young around until they have the next one, then they chase them away. So he's would have gone over here to Golpara and Graham. Like, I just want somebody to keep company with. He did lay outside of his mom's boma there for the first week and just cried. Oh, it was so sad. It was so pathetic. Yeah. Got a couple more sheep out there. Now coming up out here on the little plateau, there's some little tan ones with white bellies, and there's also a dark one. Those are called black bucks. Now they get the name black bucks because the male, as they get older, turn a deep, dark, chocolate-colored brown. Now you can actually see two males out there. There's two different territories out there on that plateau. And the males all have their own territories. Females come and go however they want. But the boys do stay put in one spot. Coming up here is the rest of the Neo guys. Now the Neo guy means blue cow, but it is the males, not the females, that turn that silvery color as they get older. Oh yeah, look at that face. Scrunchy nose, that. But the females, now look at them, both of them have the black and white stripes on the feet. Sort of look like they're wearing Bobby Fox. But that one elk, she's just pretty darn sure she's an antelope. She's not. But she's a little confused. We do have some shaggy deer here in the tree. These are some more of our sandbar. And what's interesting here too, when you look out across this exhibit, you could fit a whole traditional zoo into this one exhibit. So we do see a lot of behaviors here that are unique. And that you would see in the wild, but you don't see in a traditional setting. But now that's pretty much going to do it for Asian Plains. We're going to head back over into East Africa. Now as we come through here, and there's going to be a couple spots where if you take a deep breath, it will bring tears to your eyes. And we're sorry about that. But we call it Essence of Park. Also known as Zoodoo. But when you have about 2,000 animals, you're going to have quite a bit of that. So. And we do have a little golden one right down through the feeder. That's a Ugandan cob. There's some more up here on the hilltop. Now the cob is one of the most numerous animals of Africa, although we do have the largest breeding herd here outside of Africa.
A rhino?
What
did we see the rhino again?
Two-tone animals right here on the little saddle of the hill, a couple of them out there. These are called Penny Impala. Penny Impala can run at speeds of up to 55 miles an hour. Now, if predators get too close, they can jump. They can go 30 feet forward and 10 feet high.
Wow.
Basically, they can jump over one car of the train here. And last year, we had 31 Impala babies born within a six-day period. Okay, that's called simultaneous calving. And animals do that in the wild because basically it's flooding the market. If you have more young born in one short period of time, there is a much better chance most of them will survive to adulthood than if they're born one here, one there, and spread them out here. Because predators can pick them off better that way. Now out there on the hill, we've got some silver ones. Those are white-bearded ewe or common wildebeest. So what you can see in the migratory herds of Africa of over 100,000. There's also some brown shaggy ones laying down out here. These are called Lake Victoria Defossa Waterbuck. Name's a little bit bigger than they are. But like their name implies, they do spend quite a bit of time in and around the water. So they have a very oily coat that helps protect them from the effects of the water. So they're really not hunted by humans for food because they're just a little bit too oily to eat and the oil has permeated into their meat. More impalas. Hi guys. Okay, gorgeous. Okay, coming up here, we're going to see some birds that are having a very bad hair day.
What?
These are called East African crowned cranes. kind of look like somebody grabbed him and stuffed an old-fashioned chicken brush on her head, doesn't it? Now, these birds will pair bonds for life, but they also stand about 4 feet tall, and in Africa they're kept as pets because they love to eat the snails in the gardens, their foot in the garden, and keep all the bugs down in the garden. A couple more barbies on this cob right out there. Hi, girl. Now, we have to go by North Africa over here on the left, but nobody's over here yet, so we'll keep going around the corner to see if we can find somebody. See a whole bunch of rhinos over there on the hillside. And about six of them up there. Now, the southern white rhino stands about 6 feet at the shoulder, and they weigh up to 5,000 pounds. Now, since we opened in 1972, we have had 88 southern white rhinos born here.
What?
Okay, here we go. Over here on your left, we've got the white ones with tan scopes and long curved horns. Oh, scimitar horned oryx. They're considered to be true desert dwellers because they do not need to drink water. They get all the moisture they need from the food that they eat. Now, if moisture is or water is available, they will drink it, but they can go their whole lifetime without it. But from here, look back up on the hill up there. Look at the horns on those cows. Those are called Ankole cattle. And both males and females get those horns. Those horns can get up to 7 feet from tip to tip and weigh over 1,000 pounds. Now, they're not wild. They have been domesticated in Africa for over 2,000 years. And they're thought to be the ancestors of the Texas Longhorn. But our big male up there, who's got his horns down right at the moment, you could lay Shaquille O'Neal across his horns and he'd only overlap by about 3 inches.
Jeez.
Got more birds. We've got someone else called Nile Letchway down here. Now, these are a funny little antelope. The females like to give birth in and around the water. So they'll construct some sort of raft out of reeds and give birth on the raft. They're also called a white-necked cob because you see as the males get older, they get darker and that patch on their neck turns bright white. Now, not a really good look at the giraffes from here. So we've got some giraffes out there in the distance. Called Barranco giraffe, and they can stand up to 18 feet tall. They have an 18-inch long black prehensile thumb. That thumb can reach out and grab one leaf or take a whole branch. And they've been studied for a lot of different things. Come to find out, they have the same number of vertebrae in their necks as we do. That number is 7. But also, the armed services base pilots' gravity suits on their circulatory system because they have a very specialized system. But there's a lot of space from their feet up to their heads to move blood around. And there's a baby walking out along the road coming towards us. That's Kizzy Wanda. Her name means last born child. Because she's the last one of our previous male, Vidala. And when the females give birth, they do give birth standing up. Okay, that's a 6-foot drop. Now what that drop does is, number one, it breaks the umbilical cord. Shock of landing gets them to breathe. And then once you've been dropped on your head at birth, everything else has got to look up. Well, there thing, yeah? There's some big brown ones down there with long horns. Those are called fringe-eared oryx. We'll see some cousins of theirs in just a minute over here in South Africa. And that's pretty much going to do it now for East. For now, we will come back here one more time. Now, still called Barbary red deer. It's the only deer known to inhabit the continent of Africa. Some of them are feeders too. Now everybody else is an eland, an oryx, a gazelle, antelope, whatever. Those are the only deer.
The coral trees looking down there.
Okay, well now we're coming into South Africa, down here below us on the right. Just the little brown ones out there laying down. Called Blesbach, have not been seen in the wild since about 1830. Actually, there were a couple of poor farmers who thought the numbers were getting kind of low, so they started breeding them on the farm. That's the reason we have them today. You can see a couple of zebras out towards the center. There's that one funky looking tree down there. Those are Hartley's mountain zebras. Much easier stripes to read on those areas than what we saw earlier. Very wide stripes.
And as you come around this exhibit, if you look at the trees, notice the trim job. Please don't think our horticulture department went down. But this is a really good indicator that we have giraffes in our backyard. Now, down by the trees, down here, there's three rhinos. The two that are towards the left are northern white rhinos. The one on the right is a southern white male. The northern white rhino is the most endangered animal in the world today, with an estimated population of 34. Now, we do have three here at the park. There's seven in the Czech Republic, estimated 24 in the wild. They will be extinct within the next 50 to 60 years, mainly because they're not breeding in captivity. There's only been four births in the last 40 years. And every time our male goes over to our female, they try to kill him. So they literally flip him. Now, Nola's walking along the road there. Look at the massive horns that girl has. So she sticks her horns in under Uncle Lucy's belly, and she clips him. He goes flying horn over tea kettle, lands flat on his back. He's near, you think he's dead. He'll lay there for about 20 minutes, gets up, goes away from the back in 6 months, tries again. Same thing. Now, both of those girls are also over 30 years old, so that's possibly the upper end of rhino breeding. Now, there's two more rhinos also out there. Those are two southern white females that have had 15 babies between the two of them. And we thought if the males tried to breed those, the other girls might say, oh, they're allowed to do that. Nope. So far, they think they're on vacation. Now, these animals will be extinct, though, like I said, within the next 50 to 60 years. Although they are getting desperate enough to try things like artificial insemination and surrogacy. But those are very difficult procedures. And they're hard to do on something our size, much less a 5,000-pound animal that you can't really explain it to. You know, inherent communication problems there. Now, the northern white has the most massive horns of any of the rhinos, so that's why they're being killed. Now, you notice the rocks around the trees? That's to protect the trees from the rhinos. Because we found out that if you have a 5,000-pound rhino rubbing against you consistently, the trees do not stand up very long. So we put the rocks there. The rhinos don't like stepping on the rocks. The trees last longer. A couple of pretty good-sized panels laying down here by the trees in the grass. Those are called elands. And the eland is the largest antelope of Africa. It can get up to over 1,800 pounds. And to get away from predators, they can jump straight up 8 feet in the air. They do not need to get a running start. Okay, we'll finish up South Africa in a little bit. We're going to go for the bird. So we have to separate them out. Now, the kudu can get up to about 350 pounds. That bird weighs 3 pounds. So it's going to do more damage, you know? But that's really not the worst one. We do have a rhino out here that can't stand butterflies. So we'll have to see if we can find him. It's hysterical to see this 3,500-pound rhino chasing a butterfly. Okay, but here we go. We're coming into our Asian waterfall. As we come in here, we've got some sheep down there in the dirt. A couple of them down by the road. They're called Transcaspian Duriel. That's what all sheep have been traced back to, so they are considered to be ancestral sheep. More out there at a feeder in the center. And on the rocks over there. A couple small deer, though, laying down here by the rocks. They're full grown. Starting to grow antlers. They're called hog deer. Now they get the name hog deer because they like to put their heads down and barrel right onto the underbrush. Make no pretense whatsoever of being dainty. You hear this ruckus to come and you think it's something the size of a cow and out pops that thing. Okay, more sheep out there on the rocks. And of course there's the one in the feeder, and once you are in the feeder, it is yours. That's our version of dining in. But look at some of those rams, they're absolutely gorgeous. They're really good Dodge commercials, wouldn't they? Especially the ones in the theater. A couple more little holes here by the tree. There's a baby right there, just about a month old. Just got some more sheep up here on the rock. And then coming around the corner right here at the theater, we've got a very classic animal. Whoa. Big ground one here. It's called an Eastern Weasel or European bison. Now, we used to call the bison a buffalo. So now this is related to the North American bison. What's it, Yellowstone or Santa Catalina Island are considered bison. They're not buffalo.
Now, we spent 150 years calling the bison a buffalo. Probably take 100 years to get them switched around. You know, because there were news reports not too long ago about a buffalo roundup, but they were chasing bison, not buffalo. And there's differences between the two. A bison will get a winter coat. They get the hump on their neck as they get older, and they have a very big, squared-off head. Buffalo still look like cows. Bison come from northern climates, that's why they have a winter coat. Buffalo are tropical and temperate zone animals. Now, these are endangered like the North American bison, mainly due to overhunting. But then also at that other feeder out there, there's a beautiful rack of antlers out there. The Chinese white-lipped deer, and if he looks up, you'd see where he gets his name, because he's got a white ring around his muzzle. There you go. Hey, sweetie. Yeah. Wouldn't he make a good got milk commercial?
Yeah.
Now, his antlers this year stand almost 9 feet high. When he reaches his full maturity, though, those antlers are going to be over 12 feet from the ground up. He's got a way to go yet. Now, also out here in the water by the bison, there's some shaggy deer over there and some down in the dirt called Pear David's deer, have not been seen in the wild for over 3,000 years. We never even knew the Pear David's existed until the late 1860s when they were found in the Emperor's Private Zoo in Beijing. And there's only about 1,500 today, up from a population of 6 in 1900. Okay, you like goats? Here we got goats. And these are called Turkoman Markhor. Now, Markhor are hysterical. I'm surprised nobody's up there in the tree because they love to climb trees. But Markhor means snake-like. And if you look at the males, they get very long, curvy, snake-like horns. That's where they get their name. There's more goats down here on the bottom of the stuff under those trees. Blend in nicely down there, don't they? That's called cryptic coloration. We'll see some really good examples of that in a few minutes. But cryptic coloration means you really don't see them until they move. So if you walk right into the
phone. Yeah.
Hey, very hazy view of the valley today. And the San Francisco Valley is an agriculture preserve. Now, in this reserve, the park does have 2,100 acres. Of that, we've only developed 800, so we do have room to grow. So we have set aside over 1,000 acres as a natural preserve. Because the habitat here is called coastal sage and scrub. And it is one of the fastest disappearing habitats in the world. It only extends about 20 to 30 miles inland from the coastline. Most people want to live somewhere along the coast, especially in Southern California. It would be very hypocritical of us if we spent all this time, effort, and money to save animals and habitats from around the world if we ignored our own backyard. Now, coming up here by the bison, we do have some cows called Java Bonteng from the Isle of Java, which is one of the most densely human-populated islands in the world. Now, these are all females here. Males are black, but they both have a very distinctive white hump patch. It sort of looks like a tan champagne. And also, when you look out across this exhibit, there's 300 animals in this one exhibit alone. So we think our keepers do an excellent job. Because every day, in addition to feeding and cleaning out here, they do have to visually ID every single animal. Well, there's a lot of places out there for an animal to hide as a herd. Because the males will fight over territories, they'll fight over females, they'll fight just for heck of it. We have to make sure everybody's okay. But there's also a lot of places out there for females to hide newborns. Because a lot of the babies, for the first month, they're too weak to keep up with mom and dad. And they don't have a scent either. So if they don't have a scent, then they're safer if they're away from everybody else. Because predators will scent on the herd, not on the baby. Now the next place we're going to stop at just a minute is a keeper's nightmare, especially during baby season. But we'll get to that in a moment. Now, right along the wall though out there, you can see some birds. Coming back into South Africa here. These are ostrich. They can stand up to 9 feet, 9 inches tall, weigh 350 pounds, and run at speeds of over 40 miles an hour. But they cannot fly, which is good. Would you honestly want a 350-pound bird flying over your head?
No.
Or nesting over your car at night?
No.
Okay, no umbrella in the world would protect you from that. Yeah. Now, something those birds cannot do, though, is stick their heads in the sand. What they do, if they're laying down and they spot a predator, they're going to put their head and neck out flat. So they're going to look like dry grass or a rock. but they cannot stick their heads in the sand. That is a cartoon moment. Now, predators get too close, so they can kick. And they have been known to disembowel a lion with one kick. Okay, but here we go. We'll come back to the keeper's nightmare. All the females in this men's exhibit can give birth to twins or triplets. Within an hour, these babies can outrun a human and keep up with mom and dad. This is our mountain habitat. Now, just look. They're all over the rocks. There's a whole bunch of them up here towards the front of the train, one of the rocks right up there. They're just all over the place. Now, these are, again, really good examples of cryptic coloration, because you really don't see them until they move. Now, the brown ones with the long serrated horns, those are called Siberian ibex. The shaggy ones with the short V-shaped horns, those are Himalayan tarn. And then there's also some sheep in here called European wolfhound. Now, they can make it from top to bottom or bottom to top in 17 seconds or less. And it does take our keepers just a wee tad longer. But they can do it because they have a specialized hoof. And this hoof has a hard outer shell and a soft inner core, so it's like they're using suction cups as they go up and down here.
Oh, man.
I'm cold.
And you actually can see quite a few of them right at the moment if you just look on the rocks. And just so you know, there's 56 of them in here. Now, this is the only exhibit that we do have to import 100% of the food. Because when we first put them in here, we just put the fence line up there, and it had all the vegetation in there, but it took them less than 6 months to eat every scrap of vegetation out of there. But can you see how that can be a nightmare? Because just think, when there's babies, they can outrun you within an hour. Right up down here, nothing. I think it's been hours sitting here watching these guys. The more you look, the more. Now, we're going to go by some vultures up here in just a moment. As we go by these vultures, you do need to have a sense of humor, especially when you see this cedar, because our keepers are very proud of it and their artistic ability. Although it doesn't really look like anything we've ever seen before. But the general consensus was, if you are a vulture, this is going to be your dinner plate. And actually, some of the birds are hiding on the road right here. They're actually quite pretty for a vulture. They're called Griffin's Ruffles vulture. Oh, there's one right there on the fence with that. Hi. What are you doing up here? Hello. Now, they're much cuter than those turkey vultures that are hanging around here. But they're being studied for their metabolism. Because those birds can eat meat while they're anthrax or botulism and not have a problem. Okay, squirrel, move. Thank you. You almost lost your tail. He's over there. But anyway, we want to figure out how they can eat that meat, because they can eat the meat. There is no traces of disease in their feces afterwards. And the anthrax is the biggest biological warfare threat there is to man, so we need to figure this out. Now, here we go. We've got some of the giraffes coming up here. Out there in the center, there's only four of them there. We're going to see the biggest juvenile delinquent in the park as we come around the corner and look back down by the boma. The big dark giraffe, his name is Ivan. He was like down there. Ivan, yeah, there he is. Old stumpy tail himself. Now, Ivan, like I said, he is a giraffe. His favorite game is to go to the elands, the oryx, the buffalo, the rhinos, anybody with horns or an attitude, which is everybody, put his foot on their heads and push our heads down. They don't like that. And lots of times he gets his hoof stuck in their horns. So he's jumping around trying to get unstuck. They're jumping around trying to get him unstuck. And one day somebody had enough of him and turned around and bit the end of his tail off. So we call him Ivan the Terrible. Now, if anything is going on out here, Ivan is in the middle of it. If he's not, he started it, turned around and walked away. He is a rat. Okay, down in the dirt down below us, there's some gemfalk. There's a couple of them walking right along the road here. Now, the gemfalk is the largest oryx of Africa. And they actually have a beautiful lavender color to the coat of the sun. This is just right. But now their cousins are the fringe-eared oryx that we saw over in East Africa. We've got a baby right here. Hey, you're good.
serious.
He's about 6 months old. There you go. Hi,
sweetie.
Isn't she cute?
Look at that thing.
Jumping around. Look at that thing. I love my job. Don't mess with the tail spots. Although mom will protect them. Mom will take care of the tail. Next, we've got some dark shaggy ones with white rings around the tail. They're called the Lipson Waterbuck. Now, if you look at that birthmark, that's really not a good birthmark if you're a prey animal, is it? But that's a bullseye. Yeah, that's a bullseye on your butt. Now we also have some horses over here on the left. Those are called Kowalski wild horses. They are the last truly wild horse. They have never been domesticated, although man has tried. A couple of differences, they do have a very short zebra-like mane, two more chromosomes than the domestic horse, and a slightly larger brain. And that is the only color they come in. But they do live out in the Gobi Desert of Mongolia and China, so that's a good color to be. Now, the main reason they've never been domesticated, though, they are fairly ornery. And if you get on their backs, they're not going to buck you off. What they like to do is lay down, roll over, and then try to stomp you.
Oh, wow.
And it's a very good deterrent to get facility around the world that have these different animals we all belong to. And we do trade with facilities around the world to get the best genetics for our animals. Now, we know we're not going to be able to save them all. We're just going to try and save as many as we can. Now coming up out here, we do have a little island where we built some of our ground nesting birds. Now two of the birds that are on that island are ours, four is a pelican, two others, cranes out here, and one goose is ours. Everybody else is a freeloader. Now we can tell the difference between our birds and everybody else because everybody else can fly. And our birds aren't allowed to fly. Now it's not because we have magnetic force fields overhead. There's no invisible nest, and you don't say, hey bird, don't fly. So they really don't pay much attention to that. But we are federally required by law to pinion them. And pinioning is a real quick surgical procedure that makes one wing shorter than the other. Our birds can still fly short distances, they just can't get the altitude to get up and over the fence line. So basically, anything that's flying is a freeloader. Got some of our wattled cranes there looking for bugs. But now coming up here on your left, there's some zebras in the back. There's supposed to be some rhinos in here too. This is the ones where the campsand butterflies in here. So we put them over here because they do less damage. But they're black rhinos. They can get up to 3,500 pounds. Now, like all the other rhinos, they can only see 30 feet, but they can run 30 miles an hour, so still. Think about 3,500 pounds running at you, 35 miles an hour. They can do some damage. Now, they're called black because when they're first discovered, they're rolling around the black volcanic mud and dust, but I think they're hiding. So pick a rock, and rock, and that's basically what they look like. The zebra, though, which we didn't get a good view of them either, those were grant zebras, and one of the most common zebra there. And we do have more invasive plants and trees here than we do animals. So our plant collection is worth more than our animal collection. Get some little Thompson's gazelles right back there by the wall. Now the ptolemy is one of the most common types of cheetah. The ptolemy is one of the same as the cheetah. They can move about 35 miles an hour. But they can't get away from the cheetahs 9 times out of 10 if the cheetah starts their attack too soon. Because the cheetah can only run at 68 miles an hour, 400 yards. The ptolemy can hold their speed for a couple of miles. Now we do have part of Africa across from us. That's where we do have the cheetahs. There's more warthogs, backyard foxes, including colonies like Pico Coffee and Bonobo. All sorts of things over there. There's even a giraffe feeding station there, so from 10 to 3 every day, you can buy some biscuits and feed the giraffe if they want to come up and eat. The door shut down out. And a lot of those plants are native to Africa. Now also when you're down here, you can see our bonobos are pygmy chimps. We're going to go by their exhibit up here in just a moment. But we're not going to stop, because over the years there's been just a little bit too much interaction between people on the trains and the chimps. And the people on the trains thought it was really quite hysterical to teach them very obscene and offensive hand gestures. And if we stop, they think they're supposed to show them to us. They're hiding somewhere. And it's gestures that you don't want to see in traffic, much less from a chimp. And if we stop, they usually start with things like the international howdy. And it goes downhill from there.
And it's really quite amazing what they know, and it can be quite the eye-opening experience. So the keepers and the researchers have both said, you know, those are learned behaviors. Those aren't natural. We're not allowed to stop anymore. There's no telling what they're going to learn next. Okay, now let's start with the puppies. Beautiful animals. First found in the rainforest areas of Africa in the early 1900s. Aren't they gorgeous? Aren't they pretty? Beautiful velvety coat. A lot of people think they're related to the zebras. They're not. They're related to the giraffe. And then down below us on our left, that's our giraffe that goes up during our show. And they have, it goes up about 500 feet, and some of the birds come flying on out of there to land on the audience. Now, we do have a fairly hefty food bill here tomorrow, but I'm sure you can imagine. We put out things, barbettes, European rollers, there's a mingus, bald-headed ibis, open-billed storks, spoon-billed storks. So some absolutely gorgeous ones, some really funny-looking ones. Go see them. We also have a flamboyant of flamingos come around the corner. Now these are Chilean flamingos. And when you have a group of them, they are not called a flock. They are called a flamboyant. They do not like to be yelled at, stared at, or smiled at. See, your teeth is one of the worst things you can ever do to a gorilla. And if anything good and threatening them, they have been known to thrust up with an organic nature. Now we do have another pair of primates now coming up here on our left. There's a baby just about 18 months old in here. A female stuck down here on the log. Male swinging around on the back. The female's got the baby with her right here. Oh, but here's one of the males right here. Oh, look at him go. Now you know what's neat? Those are not monkeys. Those are apes. And to tell the difference with a primate, if it has a tail, it's a monkey. If it doesn't have a tail, it's considered to be an ape. Okay, last but not least, we have Laura T.
Boys? I don't know. What part of that is?
People must be mean to these things, that's why they got the back. Yeah. Don't hardly look here at all.
Mm-mm. And you know what? The way they sit with their back to them.
Kind of reminds me, right?
Yeah.
People, so you know.
So they don't. I guess they're used.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Take a picture of someone's sign.
Good idea.
There's nothing. They're all inside.
Okay.
Papa, I'm a
vlogger.
There's a little baby duck over there.
Oh, aren't they cute?
Mm-hmm. Remind me of our little baby duck.
Yeah.
And we're going to go up there and eat, and that big thing ran them off.
There they are over there.
Mm-hmm. They're wanting to go up there and get something to eat. Getting wrapped around with it.
Bye-bye.
Over here, Brian, look.
Bye.
We have 14 minutes.
Watch out,
Brian. Is she a sweetheart?
Yeah, she is.
I'll take a picture of me while I'm...
Yeah. Now, what part?
Just look at this right here. Hold it.
Did I?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, don't put your fingers up here at all, okay? Okay. So you hold it right like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just...
Is it going right now?
Okay.
Honey, it's not going.
What do you mean it's not going?
Oh.
I think it's going.
Okay, I'm sitting watching you. Oh, I can't see through that thing.
Sweetheart, you don't look there. You look right here.
Well, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, okay. You look right there. See that? See? It's got a lot of... Sometimes you have to go like this or whatever, you know, but look at it.
Uh-huh.
All right, there's another little one over there. See that?
Yeah, that's cute, isn't it?
They're all over. There's a little guy over here. Hey, guy. Hey, little fella. Yeah. Are you having fun?
Yeah, it's nice.
See a little baby one over there?
Yeah, isn't it cute?
That's pretty thin one. Go ahead and give it one, sweetheart.
I just put it up. This one is so nice. It's fun.
I like feeding them. Oh, I'm in your way.
She's been getting along.
Yeah, it's sweet here, isn't it?
She'll crash and burn it home.
I just want to see how it goes. Oh, God.
She never really made
it. Actually, we've had a
break.
Mama, what's 35?
Okay,
this is Dakota, their second day of driving our new tractor. She's trying to weave it back and forth like I do on the car.
Yeah. This is the date. Do you have the date on?
Well.
28. The 29th
of March. No, I think it's on there someplace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know where.
March 29th, 2001. Mm-hmm. Got her little hands going everywhere.
Saying I love you. You'll be glad to see this one these days.
Okay.
Get up there and go turn around down there for me now, okay?
You're gonna take me, don't you?
on the steering wheel.
That's better than going down here to the Penny Arcade, isn't it?
Yeah.
Got that in the yard. Don't cost you much to drive it around a little bit. Teaches them how to work. We got the Listeria in bloom today.
You got that iris in the back?
Yeah, I got that too, sweetheart. And the birds.
Did I tell you I saw a little hummingbird today?
Yeah.
There's a monarch butterfly.
Mm-hmm. There's Peanut out there grazing in the pasture. I think that pasture is going to be pretty good if I can get those weed seeds down. Better go get the tractor and not leave it running by itself. Put it up there in the flower bed so you won't. How long I've been recording this?
No.
5 minutes.
Exactly.
Seems a lot longer than that, doesn't it?
Doesn't it, girl? Oh!
You
don't even look.
What?
Oh, Jeff.
Just like Dakota. I never saw such two girls in my life.
Those?
Yeah, I see them.
Those are quince blossoms. They're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You see this? This is Marilyn. Isn't she beautiful?
No, I'm not.
This one. No. That's it.
Hey, Dad. Can I get Peanut up after I harness it back up?
And harness her up? Yeah. We can pick her, get her up and harness her up. Now, do you think you can start it? Remember how I told you to start? You have to push that top pedal all the way forward. It clicks. No, the top pedal.
Top pedal.
You have to push that top pedal all the way forward till it clicks. And then do that. You have to do that all the way forward and do that. It says, no, the other way. No, the other way. That's it. Now push the foot pedal. Hold it over that way. What? See, that's it. That's what you have to do. She's learning how. You like that, Dakota? You what?
I don't want to hurt his peanut. I want to let her have some free time with me.
Well, you need to brush her up a little bit. You do need to get her harnessed and give her some exercise, though, sweetheart. Because it's not right not to exercise her, is it? She gets all stoved up and stuff and gets old, like, when she doesn't get exercise. Okay? All right? Well, you can play with her after you drive her around the place a couple of times, okay?
Two times,
okay.
Okay.
All right. I love you. Agapeo si, agapete.
Can we get Cutie out?
No, not Cutie.
I want to do something.
We're gonna take Cutie and trim her one of these days.
I want to get Cutie out and, you know.
I need to trim her.
Leader.
I think I'll get her out today while you're doing that, and I think I will trim her. How's
no,
that?
No, I want to lead her.
Okay, I'm going to get her out. Okay.
I'm going to play with Cutie.
Okay, let's...
Instead of Peanut.
Well, you wouldn't play with Cutie very long. You'd be hollering and screaming for mercy, won't you? Goat and the duck and... Well, there's Peanut and Cutie. We don't have any pictures of... What are you doing, Cutie? Old Cutie, the goat. Yeah, I want to get them where you can see them here pretty soon. She'll pull your pants off if you don't watch out. She'll grab a hold of get your clothes.
You mean my jeans?
Yeah, she'll get them. Or your shirt. Either one, she'll eat the buttons off your shirt.
She will.
Yeah, she will.
I see you looking at me.
Yeah, she's kind of trying to see.
She needs her bangs trimmed.
Yeah, she's going to get trimmed up real good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
See, there it goes on, okay?
Well, I wasn't. Let's get over here.
You have to point it at me, sweetheart.
What?
See that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, are you going to... They're going to get a hair trim today.
Yep, she's going to get a haircut today. I used to take her and tie her to the. Look at the duck back there looking at her, sweetheart.
Huh?
Go get a picture of the duck, wanting to know what's going on. She
there she is. See, what's her name? Sunny?
She sees them out here and she wants to come with us.
She's busy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, shut it off. How do you shut this off?
Push the button. Right, right.